Thanks to Brian Snicker for joining us. It's unbelievable to have a baseball team. Well, I mean, listen, I've been here since the mid-90s, so I wasn't here in 91 and 92, but since 95, the amount of playoff games, Hall of Fame players, dramatic moments, world championships. Yeah. I mean, it's just like this unbelievable run of an organization. And to have Brian Snicker in his 10th season and, like, he's not going to throw guys under the bus, but, you know, John Coppolello was ready to move him out for good. Frank Wren relegated him to the minor leagues after he was a third base coach, you know, for Bobby. Mm-hmm. And then Frank Wren says, you know, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
He took a lot of slinging arrows, and you just keep, you know, it's just a great example of put your nose down and just keep working hard. And for young people, it's just like, dude, you know, we say it all the time. You don't learn anything from success. Like, your lessons are going to come from those hardships, you know, no question about it. And, you know, it's just the guy has now been at the top of his game for 10 years. Look at he's got 730 wins. He's got a world championship. He's got division titles, 100-win seasons. Alex Anthopoulos didn't know him from Boo. You know what you hear? Most GMs want their own guy in there, right? And what happened? Him and Alex have this incredible relationship, and Alex has never needed to go find a manager. So,
do you remember the narrative when Freddie Freeman went into Alex and said, "We want Brian Snicker to remain"? Like, there was this whole thing.
Yeah, he took over mid-season.
You go talk to Major League Baseball players throughout the league and ask them what they hear about Atlanta, and one of the first things you're going to hear is Brian Snicker.
Yeah.
Is the ultimate manager.
Right.
It's not about the money for him. Go look at what Dave Roberts makes and what him. It's never about the money. He is as good as it gets. He treats everybody with respect.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy.
He's a tremendous guy.
Yeah, I mean, you get a chance to hear him a lot of places, I guess. But I don't think you get to hear a story like buying bunk beds.
Oh, that's amazing.
What did he say there? I was trying to understand.
It was a three-bedroom apartment where they put the coaching staff, and he would get the primary suite because he had kids and his wife with him.
Right, so they'd go and get a bunk bed,
yeah.
And they would sleep on the floor or do whatever. And
yeah.
Just, you can't replace guys that get that level of success older as opposed to, and sometimes you can't blame 20-year-olds for behaving the way they do because they just have no perspective, and that's what Brian Snicker has. And by the way, this baseball team, this is going to be a fascinating year. I mean, you talk
so
about
excited.
Loaded for mm-hmm. bear, Strider coming back, and Acuna coming back, and Drake Baldwin in the mix, and Jerkson Profar now to see what he's all about, and Ozzie coming back, and Olsen coming back, and
Michael Harris breakout year. Let's
Marcelo
Zuna. By the way, keep an eye on where he is in the lineup.
And
you guys,
the rivalry of the Mets and Phillies.
Right. Yep.
I mean, the Mets outspending the world other than the Dodgers to have Juan Soto in the division. It's an embarrassment of riches for the Atlanta Braves, and they've earned it. They've absolutely earned it for what's going on at the Battery, which is just, you know, spectacular also.
Yeah.
Just another
great job with Brian. Love him. Hey, Dukes and Bell, come hang with them this Friday from 2 to 7. They'll be at the Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, getting you all set for the weekend, previewing, of course, all the games, a chance to end your work week with Dukes and Bell this Friday, 2 to 7, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Speaking of going out, Steak, I'm super excited to come over. I just don't know what time you want me and Day-Day to show up for this Celtics, episode of Celtic City. So I'm looking at my text this morning, you guys,
what
and there's
time was
three
that?
Of us. It was around 8:05 a.m.
I just want to say I'm very flattered.
I know. Aren't you excited? We'll pick up some Gio's chicken, and we'll go over and hang with Steak.
That text was not meant for you.
Hey, the meeting's not going to be long. I was going to invite you to come over and watch the Larry Bird episode of Celtic City. Who are you going to dinner with? Mm-hmm. And so you send this to me and Day-Day.
Right. I have a buddy in town. And he has dinner plans because he thought I had something going on. So what did I say to him? I'll be done early, right?
This meeting's not going to take long.
Right. This meeting's not going to take long.
Come over.
So
who are you going to dinner with?
Yeah. So come on.
I'm telling you.
So the Larry Bird episode's on. I figured we'll just grab a couple of pies and you come by the house. We'll watch the Bird episode on Celtic City. I have a buddy. I just got a new TV in the basement, and I was having a romantic night.
I guess.
Of watching Celtic City.
It's very sexy, the Larry Bird episode.
Yeah.
You know, light some candles, put on some sexy time music.
Here's what I'll say. Miss Kimberly, she clearly has nothing to worry about when it comes down to Mr. Shapiro. All
right, this might be the saddest text I've ever read in my life.
Come sit in my basement and watch an HBO documentary about the Boston Celtics, right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, it's the Larry Bird episode.
You know, it is.
It's what I've dreamed for. I've been waiting.
That's a flounder, man.
It's the Larry
Bird. Something else. And I might add, can you imagine? You might have sent a real other. Have you done this before? A text to the wrong person? Oh, whoop, there it is.
Nothing worse.
Nothing worse.
That feeling when you realize.
What's happening?
What's everyone talking about?
What is happening here?
We've got you covered.
As we belly up.
On the Steakhouse.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There's something about when an athlete goes on SNL to host, right? I don't think there's been an athlete to do it better than Peyton Manning. Today, 18 years ago, the greatest short film skit of the United Way, Peyton Manning, premiered.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you want to lose? All right, I'll kill a snitch. I'm not saying I have. I'm not saying I haven't. You know what I mean. Whatever. Kids in
the NFL and the United Way. Spend time with your kids so Peyton Manning doesn't.
So Peyton Manning ended up having, it looks with the Colts, this kind of roundtable of forum of people getting to ask questions. So he starts to begin to tell you behind the scenes of what was happening during that shoot.
I got to explain myself. People don't believe it. These footballs were Nerf footballs with the Nerf cut out. They were as light as a feather, but they put those sound effects where it looks like you were just knocking these kids out. And I remember the director said, Peyton, you're a charitable guy. This is a spoof the United Way. That's why it's going to be funny. But it's only going to work if you're all in. I mean, you got to whack these kids right in the head.
So he goes on to say the more and more they were shooting, and it was a long day, and he talks about there's all these kids and they're actors and all there. And he said, I just got more and more uncomfortable, and I finally told the director, I don't think I can do this.
I said, you know what? I just can't do it. I can't do it. I said, I will go up to the edge. This feels over the edge. I'm not comfortable. And he said, no problem. We don't have to do it. We don't want you to do anything out of your comfort zone. And right then, I cannot make this up, one of the parents of the child actors runs out onto the set and tells the director, I want him to hit my kid in the face. And I said, I will do it. I will knock your kid out. You know? So.
It's a really, really good, like, 10-minute
video. You
know,
God has been good to you when you not only have the genes of Archie Manning, but somehow you got the comedic chops.
Oh,
of
they're
just,
so good.
I mean, dude, that guy.
And Eli's the quiet assassin.
Oh, my God,
he's quiet.
Dude.
He's so funny.
I have transformed. That Manning cast, to me.
It's the only way to watch Monday Night Football for me.
Here's the best news as we go to break. The best news ever is that Bill Belichick will be hopefully off the Manning cast.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, right?
That one.
Because he's not following the league anymore. Now he's in Chapel. It's like, why are you giving Belichick that kind of play? Get him. We're done with him. Manning cast is so... Eli Manning's so freaking funny, dude.
Yep.
I mean, it revolutionized, right?
Yeah. Y'all go watch that today just to laugh
at
work a little bit.
They'll do a million versions of Manning cast with other people. It'll never be as good as these two. Right?
Hey, ESPN's new campaign for the Masters, just quickly as we're going to break, this is the new version. Noah Kahan is the new voice of Georgia.
Wow.